Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, April 18th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, again. We're enjoying your presence, and hopefully we'll all learn something on the call tonight and move forward together as a Big Call Universe. And I anticipate that based on what I have to bring tonight. But I know what Sue's going to bring will be great. What Bob has is good, very good. And so we're looking forward to having a good call. Let's pray the call in, and then I'll ask Sue to give us the teaching that she's prepared for tonight, and we'll take it from there. Lord God, we thank you that we have an opportunity on a platform like the Big Call to share ideas. In fact, the Big Ideas Group is where we got the Big Call from, B-I-G. So thank you for the opportunity that we have to share internationally, and thank you for Big Call Universe and their attentiveness to the Big Call over the many 13 years that we've been on. So we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to keep us stable, keep us grounded on our plan A until our plan B for blessing manifests. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives to keep us healthy, healed, and whole, and provided for. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Sue, this is a great time for all of us. We'd love to hear what you found for us in the way of a teaching tonight.
Well, I think it's a great time for all of us to thank you for the text I just received. Recognize how amazing your recovery is. Bruce, you sound sound good? Doesn't he sound like normal, Bob?
Yeah, he does. I told him that earlier today.
I know. It's pretty amazing. So I just wanted your knowledge. It's like you've made an incredible recovery, and we just want to celebrate you for that.
Well, thank you, Sue. Tonight. I appreciate that. And thanks for everybody who has prayed for me. Thank you. I covet your prayers, and thank you for them. And, yes, I am on my way. I would say I'm about 90% back, and I appreciate that. So I feel pretty good overall. Still have a few issues that I'm dealing with, but otherwise I'm here for you guys. Okay.
So tonight's teaching is called Seeing the Unseen Realm. Did you know the physical realm is a temporal realm as opposed to the spiritual realm? The Bible makes it very clear. While we look not at the things which are seen, and this is for everything that matters, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 4:18. When you're too focused on physical things, it's because you are yet to come to the understanding that physical things are temporal. The moment you understand that everything you're fighting for and worrying about is temporal, you will come to the place of peace and rest and focus on the eternal things. And that's everything that matters. Hear this, beloved of God. Eternal things are more real than temporal things. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says we should not look and focus on the things we can see. This simply tells you that every physical thing you are seeing is not as real or important as the spiritual things you cannot see. The scripture admonished us to look only at the things which we cannot see, because those are the real things of life. Those are the things that control the things we see. I pray you catch this revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. Show me a man who is unhappy and constantly complaining, and I will show you a man who only thinks and focuses on physical things. Listen, You will not worry much about the money you don't have today when you understand that it is temporal and subject to change. Neither will you worry about the setback because it is also subject to change. I want you to know that the circumstances you are seeing today are temporal and are subject to change. The debt you are in today is subject to change. It is time to focus on the real and eternal things of life, which is the spiritual, because it controls everything you are seeing. Everything you are currently seeing is subject to change. That is why our focus should be on the eternal things your eyes cannot see, because it's more real than the things your eyes can see. There's a real problem if everything we know is physical. If everything we think about is physical things and everything about our life is physical, the unseen realm is the most powerful realm. Therefore, to be powerful, you must stop operating in the physical realm and start operating in the spiritual realm, because the spiritual realm is the place of power. When a man is limited to the physical realm, he loses battles he could have easily won if he had spiritual education. This education in the Bible clearly explains the statement. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
Mm-hmm.
And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened our servant's eyes, and he looked, and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Kings 6:15-17. Like most of us, the servants of Elijah was more focused on the physical realm of life because he had no understanding of the spiritual realm. He'd not yet come to understanding that there's a realm that is more superior and more real than the realm he was used to. And with that, we're going to complete our teaching for tonight about the unseen realm and to keep your focus on the unseen realm, which is the greater realm. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. That's one of those that it's a little hard to fully understand in a sense, because we know what the Bible says about that. We know that what we perceive with our natural sight, with our natural eyes, is temporary. We know it's subject to change, and things change all the time for us. We know that. But to see into the unseen world, to see things that exist in the imagination, in our spirituality, in ways that we can perceive that there are not things but spiritual things that are going on. There's a lot to that. There's a lot to that. Knowing even that the physical things that we have in front of us are not as they seem. Even hard things like a desk or a table or whatever is not completely solid. You know, and it's mind-boggling to think about the unseen world and everything that we have to perceive in that world. But the idea of thinking more about, instead of temporary things that are here today and gone tomorrow, to think about eternity and what that means. How many of us really have stopped to think about your own destiny, your own future, your own eternity, what that means, what it means for us, and so on. There's a lot to it, obviously more than we can talk about tonight. But I think it's important that we consider that. Consider your eternity. Consider your life, which the Bible talks about being like a vapor. Just boom, a puff, just a nothing, not even a nanosecond in time. But we're here for 100 years or so, longer with the med beds. But, you know, it's so important that we understand our own futures, our own destiny, where we're going, why we're going, where we're going, and what everything is based on our spirituality and what we believe and what we receive. Are we taking God at his word? That's what faith is. Faith is believing what God said is true. And if we do that, you know, God welcomes us. He says, man, good, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, he's more interested in our concept of faith and belief and disbelief or unbelief than almost anything else we do. Anything else we do. He wants to know that we love him because he first loved us and that we understand his word, which is spiritually motivated and written essentially by God through the hands of men. And you know, we just need to take God at his word and understand that what he said is true. So that's what I got out of that teaching so far, Sue. So thank you for bringing that to us tonight. Bob, what did that teaching speak to you?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you once again. Having a great time here on Thursday night, letting my mind and spirit just expand during this time. And Bruce, your last comments about love reminded me, you know, how that ties in with the unseen, you know, this, this pyramid of love, you know, which is, you know, omnipresent and eternal and infinite, is something to ponder, even though we can't see it. We are told, you know, of these, the most important is love. And
right.
We can just relax into this and know, yes, we're not really, you know, physically immortal, right? But on the other hand, you know, the wise man said, you're not actually this bag of flesh and bones that lives, decays, and dies, right? You're actually immortal consciousness, kings and queens of the earth and skies. Right? And God is letting us know we are immortal consciousness because his love is eternal. And when he created us, that was great. He gave us this wonderful human body, but it, not to be the beginning and end of us. He gave us this life because he loves us and he wanted us to have a wonderful planet to come to that he created, and he wanted us to have an adventure of discovery. And the temporal Sue talks about is an obscuration. It's an obscuration to the discovery of that pyramid of love, that it is all everywhere, all the time. And, you know, it's the greatest discovery of all is discovering this, God's love for us and our love for him.
Yep.
And it's there's not much more to be said than when you can make that greatest of all discoveries.
That's good, Bob. Thank you for that. That's a great summary. And it's so important to know that God is love, and God is everywhere. So his love is everywhere, and it's throughout creation. And we witness that, you know, many ways. Sue, did you glean something additionally from this teaching tonight? Did it speak to you in any other way?
Well, it spoke to me as a readjustment, as a reminder, as a part of the past. I used to think of myself as like the Energizer Bunny, and I bet you a lot of people are going to identify with this, because our tendency is to go out, you know, to go do stuff and, you know, get stimulated by the people around us and, you know, just have our energy going out in, you know, to give to the world, to do this, to do that, to do this. And this, while I was reading it, was reminding me of how I was like an energized, I would realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to out, and I would go back in. And I would rethink or repattern what I would spiritualize it, or I'd go back out and I'd spiritualize it. I'd go back. I remember thinking, wow, you just keep go. It's like an Energizer Bunny hitting a wall and then turning back in and going to where we should. I don't want to use that word. Where we are called through our spirit to bring our energy. And it's so important to remember that the conditioning that's all around you is to be bringing your energy out into the world and thinking you're a physical body and identifying with all the things outside of you and all the identifying with your pain and identifying with circumstances, when you really have a choice to identify with the things you don't see and that you choose. And then if you move in that direction, your world suddenly becomes the outpouring of your inner world, which is your choice to select what you want to see and practice what you want to see on the outside world. And so when you do that, you start living your life and people start loving you. The world reflects the love and the things that you identify with that you can't see. And your whole life takes on a different patina. It becomes totally different. But if you're running around, driving a car, you know, just constantly being in the physical world and identifying with that, you're not able to blend with the unseen realm, and you're not able to pull from that quality of beautiful, new, overflowing, unseen, and new experiences, expansive experiences. You just get stuck. And so that's why I liked it, because it really strongly and very simply reiterated that.
Yeah, I thought it was good that way too. Definitely. Thank you, Sue. That was great. Thank you for bringing that to us tonight. And Bob, thank you for your comments as well. Well, it's that time again, Sue. Thursday night, prayer request night. Do we have any such prayer requests that you can bring to us tonight, Sue?
I do, and I'm going to pull up. Hold on a second. I have to. I lost my place. We get people that send them in on Tuesday, and then I have to remember.
You have to find them again, yeah.
Wait a sec. Okay, so we have. Okay, let's do this one first. Sue had prayed for a wife who was in the beginning stages of Parkinson's. Would you please direct them to a podcast presentation by Dr. Brian Artis, talking specifically about healing Parkinson's naturally. The title is Healing Parkinson's, and it was recorded on 3/11/2024. Just select the Dr. Artis show from the upper left menu bar and scroll down to select the podcast. It's excellent. I pray this couple will receive this information and her Parkinson's system's symptoms will be healed. Much love, Linda. That's very beautiful, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, so that's one. And healing of, okay, prayer for, this is from Valerie K. I didn't see this. Dear Big Call family, thank you for an opportunity to ask for your prayers. My sister is in great need for help, and I humbly ask that you pray for her, M, and any son and daughter of God who might be struggling with mental health concerns. The struggle doesn't end with the individual, and our family suffers well. Often, other addictions compound the problem, and they lose their way. Please pray for release, replenish, and rejoice for us all in the name of Jesus. I would like to speak words of peace for every son or daughter on this planet and beyond. For peace, Bruce, Sue, and Bob, thank you for a loving platform where we can share support and heal. Love, Ms. Val. Ms. Val had written an extraordinary testimonial on the bundle. So we're going to do a beautiful exponential prayer for her. So we're praying for M and any son and daughter of God who is struggling with mental health concerns. And we see that, thanks to your help, Valerie, all the people that are listening to the Big Call tonight are sending their love, are sending their distant healing ability in Christ to surround and to sweep to M and to everyone in our country, everyone in each of the seven continents, so that all will be bathed in a beautiful new understanding of lifting their minds, of lifting their hearts, and of unifying them into perfect health and peace in Christ. We see that these new thoughts, that the systems that had supported disease and you know, destructive mental health conditions is being removed, and that all the technologies, all the support, all the people that can help cleanse so that mental health is never an issue is in the process of coming onto the planet and healing everyone involved, including Ms. M. So thank you for such a beautiful, beautiful request to heal someone you know and love and to extend that to the world. In Jesus' name, we see them all healed and say amen.
Amen.
And
that's good.
Here we go. One more. National Exercise Day, 4/18/24. Grab your water bottle and your running shoes. Today is the day to start exercising. Wow, so long. National High Five Day, 4/18/24. National High Five Day is not just about celebrating a victory, but it also has many other implications. It celebrates humanity as a person recognizing another person as of equal value. That's beautiful. National Garlic Day, Friday, 4/19/24. Okay. Each year on April 19th, the National Garlic Day celebrates a vegetable also known as the stinking rose. Did you know? I've never known that.
No, the stinking rose.
You didn't know that either? I didn't either.
No.
The fragrant and potent root has been seasoning dishes for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Volunteer Recognition Day, Saturday, 4/20/24.
Mm-hmm.
Volunteer Recognition Day is the annual celebration of those who selflessly benefit the lives of others. By providing a helping hand to those in need, humans and animals alike, we are all naturally working towards making the world a better place. Like your word says in Colossians 3:12-13, may I clothe myself in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. May I be patient with my family, friends, and others. And may I forgive freely like you have forgiven me. May I shine your light in friendships, giving glory to you through all that I do, say, and think. Heavenly Father, help us to be excellent stewards when the blessing comes to fruition, so that we may bring glory to your name. Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, loving Father, forgiving Father, today we pray for the following. Pastor Scott's recovery from surgery. We continue to pray for Bruce's health and eyesight, so thankful that he's doing better. All the listeners' prayer requests and prayers that still have not been answered. The RV blessing, R&R, Social Security increases, and world peace. May God bless everyone and keep them safe. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate everything. Thank you again. And yes, continued healing for Pastor Scott in his hip surgery, and that he's going to be able to be moving around. I know they don't want you to sit around very much after that. You have to start movement. It's not easy. But I know Pastor Scott will gut it out and be moving and getting up and around. 6 to 8 weeks, I think, is what they say, Bob, typically for hip surgery to sort of get to where you can use that hip and walk, do that again.
Yep, sometime sooner.
Yep, okay. Well, we'll believe that it'll be sooner for Pastor Scott. And, you know, have any of that therapy is not the easiest thing in the world to do, like knee surgery and hip surgery, but yeah, the sooner you move, the sooner you get back. And that's great. Well, thank you, Sue, for those prayer requests and for praying for those folks. And I guess that's it in that category. So now we shift over to how things finished up with your fourth class tonight in the last course. And anything else you'd like to bring to us tonight?
How can I describe? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to see if I can go to somebody from the course who texted. This is what I got as the response to the class. The most beyond class ever. Everyone's worthiness was elevated, could feel the frequencies, and that's from just the dearest Ms. J and her dear beloved Mr. K. And the course was, as you know, embodying high-level worthiness in Christ. And you know what? Oh, gosh, Bob, you would have had a field day, and so would have you, Bruce. We were closing, and the closing class was about empowering yourself to be in high-level Christ worthiness and creativity. And we had this incredible man, just going to use his first initial, Mr. T, and we were going through, like, what do we want to, you know, be creative about and really expand into in our personal life? We had two or three people, and then we did in our project life. Like, what are we looking to, like, rock the world with by being expanded and thinking we could do it? And we have a man who has unlocked the physics code, like, literally, like, describing it. I'm going to butcher it, but I'll do my best. He's been exploring this for, I think, 25 years, and he's found the codes by studying all the different wisdom traditions and who knows what else. And he's got, like literally other scientists, so he's not alone in this, that he's going to be able to bring to the world the simplified understanding and application of what drives creation through atomic physics and a new kind of a new understanding of literally how you can create with the new physics. And just to hear him going on and on, just to be in the room with some of these people and their incredible desire to things we were working on in this class, critical thinking, interdisciplinary understanding, problem-solving proficiency, decision-making competence, things that we were practicing and learning, but on a Christ level, on a spiritualized level. And to hear, we did a little test of 12 different, including those that you just heard, 12 different anecdotal assessments. Like, on a scale of 0 to 10, how much did you feel like your clarity increased? 10 or 10 plus? Like, literally everybody in the class experienced on, I think, a total of 10 variables. The majority of people were between an 8, a 9.5, and a 10. And I would say almost everybody. So it was really thrilling. And the reason, the way we got that was through scientifically designed music, going into a neuroplastic meditation where your brain can rewire and connect to Christ and the universe. And when you practice that 4 days in a row and you do these other things that are sort of our secret sauce, it's amazing how neuroplastic, which means how your brain is experience dependent. And if you're in a room of people that are going beyond the physical realm to embody more of their spiritual Christ self, how quickly you can unlearn the things that block you from adding more light, adding more clarity, adding more integration, and adding more aliveness, motivation, we did. So it was very, very exciting to hear these people that, like in 4 days, had such a tremendous shift in their ability. So what do we want to do for everybody that's listening right now? In other words, this is going to be a part of the reality that is going to be coming online. It's going to be learning. It's a new term. Go look it up. It's called being meta-literate. Meta-literate. And meta-literate means understanding how you're thinking, you're feeling, what you're thinking, and how you adapt to a whole new system. Meta-literacy. And so it's wonderful to be with people that are leaders and are, you know, on the cutting edge of all this new science and what's going to be happening as we adapt to new systems. So what can I do to help you listening right now? What's one simple thing that I could suggest to you? I'm going to give you two things that you could do right now to help you prepare for this new life. And the number one thing that we worked on tonight was taking some time, even if it's 10 minutes, just to sit with yourself and be still. Literally be still. Receive. See what it is. And you could even ask, what is it that I need to receive? And this is almost going beyond prayer. It's listening. It's listening to God. It's not being as dynamic. It's being receptive. And if you can get out in nature and just walk and quiet your mind, when you create that space in your nervous system and when you still your mind from busyness and clutter and kind of being around and zoom, zoom, zooming, what's going to happen is that the love inside of you, the flow, the grace, the beauty of God will descend on you. And what that will do in your relationships, it'll allow you to have a much more beautiful, connected, resonant, emotionally available, present connection. And I feel very, very fortunate to have that with everybody in the pod. It's like we're just humming together. We just sit in a hum. And so skilling your mind will make it possible for a lot of people. They don't really get that depth of connection and presence with other people. And if you can just still your mind for 10 minutes, and you can go look at videos for doing it online, and just explore, you know, mind stilling. You could do Christian mindfulness meditation. There are lots of ways. Just see what comes up for you to still your mind, and just give yourself that space to declutter. And my second suggestion, and it has a little new component to it, is if you want to walk through the next year and you want to be facilitated by somebody that's been doing this for 31 years and then has been on the big call for 9.5 years and has a little bit of understanding about how people learn and how to make it an optimal experience, and you don't want to just have a lot of information shoved into your brain, you might want to consider getting the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Golden Wisdom Bundle. And what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is going to do is it's going to slow you down. It's going to make you feel comfortable. It's going to take the anxiety out of stepping into the unknown. And probably the most important thing, it's going to make you comfortable with the new. A lot of people, there's going to be a lot changing, new people, new circumstances. And what we do is we walk you through how to manage that, how to actually create a template that's designed for you, not for the people outside of you, but what do I want to feel? What's the rhythm I want to be in? How do I design this so my body, my mind, and my spirit gets in sync? So you feel like you're actually authentically coming back to yourself while you're also maybe receiving all this money. And that's going to be incredibly, you could have all the money in the world, but if you're not right with yourself, it's not going to feel very good. So if you're not right with yourself right now, and you think money is going to help you, you might want to explore that a little further. And if you'd like something that, like that beautiful woman Val that we prayed for, said she can't even put a number on the value she got from that training, right, then send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just put Golden Wisdom Bundle at $300. It's $300. It's what? How many hours, Bruce? 35, 40?
It's actually 30 hours plus.
30 hours plus. I'm the creator. And Bruce knows more about what I've created than I do. I don't count the numbers. Yeah, it's pretty funny. And so it's 30 hours plus. You're going to get a bonus, which is the new leader is healer. So it's a $550 training program designed independently but based on science and Christ-based principles. And this is a change. We're going to go with Cash App. So for people that have Cash App or want to register with Cash App, just put your name, your telephone number, and your Cash App handle, And we'll be sending it out to you within, anywhere from 2 hours, depending on when it comes in, to maybe 6 hours. So that's the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and that's for people that want to flow and learn how to design, with the science of it, how to design the optimal next year, all based on science, all based on research-based principles, and all based on people that give, you'll hear it on the calls, I give it a 10, I give it a 17, I give it a 100. Everybody gives these calls a grade on what they learned and what they learned in the, four classes. Mm-hmm. And it would kill me, but you'll hear me say it. Don't say it to be kind to me. Give me the authentic number.
Right.
And it's fortunately, I said, do not do that. Do what is authentically for you, and it's generally always over 10. So know that you're going to have a wonderful experience learning with other people, that you're going to feel what it's like to be in the right energy with other people. You'll be training your brain on that. You'll be training on your brain on how to, you'll be, do I even want to say train your brain? It used to be part of my tag. train your brain for your life. But you'll be growing your skills and your heart and your ability to be at ease and in freedom if you want to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And that's it for me tonight, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. That's great. I like the synopsis overview of the class, what happened in that last class and in the last course with the four classes. And thank you for the opportunity for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's definitely something everybody should have.
Golden Wisdom Bundle, Cash App, my closing.
Cash App. Using Cash App, it's $300. Use Cash App. That's right. All right.
Cash App.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Yep. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you
very much. Mm-hmm. Well, let's do this. It's time to switch gears and move into Bob's arena of health and wellness and supplementation and so on. And, Bob, we always like our testimonials, so that's always cool. And anything else that you like to bring from a research point of view? And I understand you might have a new sale to talk about tonight.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And we do have a brand new sale that we just started today. Some people have already gotten an email about it, mm-hmm, or a text message and have already taken advantage of the sale. Did just start today. We're putting both Boomer Boost and our lignans on sale 25% off.
Okay.
And so just make your way to the site. When you put in the order, there's a limit of two of each of them.
Okay.
And you put in the order and go on to the checkout, it'll automatically take the discount off for you.
Okay.
That's good.
Great.
I have a testimonial about Goodnight Formula. Bruce, this person just wrote in yesterday. It says, I've been taking the Goodnight Formula for more than 3 years. I love it. I'm able to go to sleep shortly after taking it, sleep well all night, and go right back to sleep if I get up to use the restroom, and I get right back into the dream state. And then he puts at the end, H-U-H. Like, how's that possible?
Yeah.
But it is. Yep. It is. And then I was on the phone with a person today, Bruce, who has been a bodybuilder for a long time. He was,
mm-hmm,
was a Navy SEAL and has kept lifting weights his whole life. Now he's in his 70s. And he got our Myotrol product.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone to the gym twice since he got it. And he said he noticed it right away. Wow. He's very sensitive to these things because he's been, you know, competitive. And so he said that he felt when he took it, the second time he went, like he had just done a really big dose of creatine. And that's what a lot of bodybuilders used to. They'd take like a mega dose of creatine and go work out at the gym. But sometimes, you know, that didn't turn out to be the best thing for them. There were side effects. And he said that when he took the Myotrol, he felt the capability at the gym as if he had taken creatine, and that he recovered afterwards the next day much faster than he did before. And said that he's really feeling it, and that it also gave him really intense concentration and motivation and focus. And he said that motivation was a big part. Even people that are competitive bodybuilders don't always like going to the gym. He was very happy that he felt that way. And Bruce, with the sale that we're doing on lignins and Boomer Boost, I wanted to let people know just a little bit about, you know, why they would want to take advantage of this. Obviously, some people are already taking Boomer Boost and or lignins. So it's a great time to get a couple of jars of each at a really good discount. But for people who might first be hearing about it, lignins come in a powder in a small jar. You don't need a lot of this powder. And what it is it's the outside of the flaxseed, the wax that's on the outside of the flaxseed. It gets knocked off of the seed in a tumbler, and then it gets ground up into a fine powder and sent to us in these jars. And the active ingredient that's in that wax is called lignins, and these are polyphenols that are plant compounds that are beneficial for people. And there's 27 different ones in this product. And the main thing that we hear that it helps with is issues related to menopause. So women that are starting to go through menopause all the way through to postmenopause have tremendous results with this. It helps a lot with hot flashes, night sweats, balancing of mood, and, you know, easing of all the symptoms of menopause. And it also helps a lot with numerous other things. And some of those things are affective, meaning it helps with depression, it helps people with anxiety, and it can even help people with bipolar disorders. It's also a really great preventative for hormonal cancers. We've had lots of men that have used it when they're having issues with their prostate. Lignins were originally used to help women with breast cancer. And so it's a very versatile product. It helps to boost people's immune system. It's also antiviral and antibacterial, and just has all different types of benefits. It's really good for your heart, a great antioxidant as well. And so I had a couple of testimonials regarding this. Bruce, we got actually many, many dozens of testimonials, but here's just a couple. This one is saying, "This is a high quality and great tasting product that I decided to take after hearing about it, that it may help alleviate hot flashes. This turned out to be right, and ever since, I continue to take it to help boost my immunity as well. It's a great way to add the important omega-3 to the diet also." Yeah, there's omega-3 fatty acids in here. "I simply add it to my morning smoothies. Then we had another one. It says, my lignans are at the start of my day every day, and it's been almost 2 years, and has reversed a serious problem I have with my prostate. Rumors has the greatest team of people who care and do everything they can to help. Thank you, Team Boomers.
It's really good, Bob. Great testimonials.
Yeah, this is definitely a product that really works. This product takes a lot of time and focus to make. I mean, they have to have mountains of flax seeds to get the amount of lignans that you provide. The lignans that just the listeners to the Big Call use every year, they have literally mountains of flax seeds with no wax on them that are sitting in piles up in northern Canada.
God.
The other one, you know, Bruce, is about Boomer Boost. And if people have not heard about Boomer Boost, there's 68 different ingredients. It's all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, specialty nutrients like CoQ10 and hawthorn berry, and it's designed to be a comprehensive type nutrition. And this is what we call the strong stuff. So when you're designing a product to help people who are older, right, that's the name Boomer Boost, you have to make it stronger, because the older people are, the more good nutrition that they need. And so when young people hear about it, they're like, well, we want that. We want the strong stuff too. And why should only, you know, the older people take it? And of course they can take it. Younger people, we have had children as young as 6 years old use this before in tiny bits. And a lot of times, like particularly, you know, attention deficit disorder and, you know, behavioral issues with school children are one or another type of nutritional deficiency. And it's really hard to know which one. And that's why a little pinch of Boomer Boost with 68 nutrients in it quite often works to help. And we had a man who had called us that his son, who was six, and this is the youngest person we've had use it, was having all kinds of trouble at school, and the teachers got the idea to give him one of those big exercise balls to lie back on and roll around and relax, and he decided to pop it with a pencil.
Oh, no.
And this was the type of behavior issues he was having. So we sent the Boomer Boost to his dad, and he gave a little pinch of it, and within just a couple of days, all those issues were gone.
Oh, that's true.
And I later got to meet this young man when he got to be about 15 years old. I was out in Colorado and got to visit their home and to meet him. But the different things that Boomer Boost can help with are almost endless. Once your body gets really well nourished with a product like this, the first thing people notice is their energy goes up. And this is pure natural energy, all of the nutrients that are required in a four-year Krebs cycle to make energy are in this product. All the nutrients required to make the conversions of your thyroid hormones, where you have to convert TSH to T4 to T3, in order to have enough energy, there are 20 different nutrients that are required to make those conversions. And some people might be interested in this, Bruce, because when you think about your thyroid and people have had trouble with their thyroid and they say, well, you know, I went to the doctor and he gave me this and he gave me that because I was having trouble with T3. And the fact is, quite often, the issue with your thyroid is you're malnourished, and so you can't convert the different hormones into the downstream metabolites that actually have the effect inside your cell. And a lot of people that thought they had serious thyroid problems really were just malnourished.
Hmm.
And we have hundreds of testimonials, Bruce, regarding Boomer Boost, but mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that for tonight and just say,
okay.
You know, tomorrow's Friday if people want to call in. A couple of reasons you can, if you need help navigating to get your products on sale, that's great. Give us a call. Secondly, if you're a person that's been taking Myotrol, and it is now time to get your second month, and it'll be a really good thing for you to give us a call. It was hard for us because it ran out so soon to be able to let people put it on the subscription program. And
right. So
many people got it. They want to get it a second time. But don't mistakenly think it's just going to arrive if you tried to put it on the subscription program. If you're listening, call in. The staff will be able to pull your record up on the screen, see when you ordered it, and help you get your second order in. And you want to make sure you do that, because if you don't, and it's going to look to us like you're not interested in having any more. So we're no longer going to hold your second and third bottle if you don't
get in touch.
Touch with us to get your second bottle. We'll eventually sell that to somebody else. We'll open up, you know, the sale again and put it back in stock, because we'll assume that you don't want it. So make sure if you're listening, give a call mm-hmm. tomorrow, the next day, next week. You still have, you know, about a week to get in touch with us to get your second bottle, and take the initiative and go ahead and do that.
And let's let them know, Bob, how to get to the site, first of all. Once they go to bigcalluniverse.com and they see our landing page, you'll notice a banner at the top that says Boomers. They click on that banner, it's a direct link into your website. That's how to get into the Boomers site. Then you'll be able to see the products that Bob mentioned tonight that were on sale. Also, the toll-free number to call Boomers is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So go ahead and give them a call tomorrow and do it that way. If you want to get your Myotrol sent back out, your second one, and anything else that you want to do, good idea to take advantage of the 25% off on Boomer Boost. And was it lignans, Bob?
Yes.
And that gives you a great opportunity to get those two at a good buy, really good buy. So do that, take advantage of that, and I'm sure you'll feel much better having had your second Myotrol shipped to you, knowing that it's going to be there in a matter of a few days, and then you can really build that up. I was really impressed by the testimony of that bodybuilder, Bob, and what he was experiencing with the Myotrol. So you don't have to be a bodybuilder to get the benefit of it. Just know that it's there to build your muscle, to give you more energy. It's just a really great new product. And the testimonials you've had so far on it, Bob, have been very good. So I'm glad for that. Anything else before we run our way into Intel?
No, that's it for tonight, Bruce. It is 10:05.
All right. Thanks so much, Bob. Appreciate everything there tonight. When we talk about Intel, we have to talk about where we thought we were and where we are now. We know that we have been close for this going for a matter of, God, who could say, weeks, days. But the Intel that we've got right now, I'll break it down for you, because we did get some things today that I think helped to clarify. First of all, we have contacts. Let's say it this way. We have a bond paymaster with Wells Fargo that just returned from Europe today, and he said This is, I'm going to give you three versions of this timing, this timeline. First one is this particular paymaster from Wells. He said the bond holders should be receiving their emails anytime, which would give them access to funds, anytime after midnight Central Time tonight. So they might wake up to it tomorrow. Who knows? That's for Tier 3 bondholders. So they finally looks like they're going to get notified after midnight Central Time tonight. Then the same individual coming from Europe is saying that we should be receiving our emails Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And then we exchange accordingly based on when we got them. So that's a Saturday, Sunday, or Monday from this Wells Fargo bond paymaster. Now, cut to a couple of other individuals that are older and had worked in some capacity with the Reagan Treasury and administration. These guys have been around the block much more than once. And on a trip that they made from New York today south, they were able to say that in their opinion, we're going to receive our emails either tomorrow or Saturday. Okay, and then we would exchange accordingly based on whenever we received those emails. That would be our notifications with 800 numbers either tomorrow or Saturday. Okay, that's fine. We like that. And then finally, we go to a bank that we've all heard of. It's not one of the big four or five banks, but this particular bank is saying that we would be notified over the weekend, and that included Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So you see, we're all in that area within a day or so of each other, those three sources. Obviously, we want it sooner rather than later. We'd rather have Friday, Saturday than Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'd rather have that, obviously. So we're looking forward to see which one manifests for us. The other thing is the rates are doing very well. They're trending upward, but the new rate on the dinar and the other, I'm going to call them 32 other countries' currencies that are going up in value, should be out as an international rate Sunday after the Forex reopens, which is usually around 5 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday evening. That's when it reopens. It's closed for 48 hours from tomorrow, let's call it 5 o'clock, might even be 4 o'clock, but 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon until Sunday when it reopens again at about the same time on Sunday evening. And the trading starts in the Far East, and it picks up in the Middle East and so on, and in Europe and in England, and then it comes here. And we our guys get into the middle of it and start trading it. So the currencies are going to be trading upward. They already have an idea where they're going to land as far as rates on front screens at the redemption centers. They're going to be very, very strong. Don't worry about it. And that'll be the preferred place to go for exchanges and redemption of ZIM will be at the redemption centers, okay, not at any particular bank. So we'll see how that looks, what that looks like, but I would say we should finally have an internationally exposed dinar rate Sunday evening. Because remember, Sunday in Iraq is their first business day on Sunday. So for us, it would probably show up in our banks on Monday. So we're not quite sure when we're starting, obviously. We're hoping we get something tomorrow or Saturday in the way of notifications. But if it doesn't, give it all the way to Monday, because that's where the Wells Fargo bond paymaster had it. Had it as Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So, you know, it's kind of a window of Friday to Monday, and we'll see what actually happens and when it shows up. But that is, I think, very encouraging, finally. Finally, we had a new direction. We were in the doldrums on Tuesday night, not quite knowing what was going on. What's interesting now is that Charlie Ward was to have made an announcement today in Brazil, but we don't know if it was in São Paulo or Rio or where it was in Brazil. And no, we don't even know what it was to do with specifically. We don't have any information on it, basically. And he's also supposed to go to Africa in a couple of days, and we'll see if he said, and he's supposed to make an announcement there. I don't know where in Africa. So, Africa is a large continent, as you guys know. Now, the question is, why Brazil and why Africa? Well, to me, the first thing I think of is Gesara, G-E-S-A-R-A, right? I'm thinking it has to do with a Gesara announcement. But we don't even know if that's the case. But that's what makes sense, unless he's going there for some other reason. But it was to make an announcement in Brazil today and one in Africa in a couple of days. So things are definitely moving forward for us. I wish I could be more specific and we had more delineated information that we could talk about. But we have to go with what we have. And you know my goal is just to try to bring you what I hear. And that's why I brought you all three versions of when we're supposed to be notified. And we'll see which of the three manifest for us. So let's do this. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to thank Sue for bringing everything she brought tonight to the call, helping with the prayer requests and the teaching and everything that she does. Thank you, Bob, for all of the really good information on the nutrition and health that we're all involved in. Thank you for the product overviews and obviously testimonials as well. And thanks, everybody, for listening to the call for the last 13 years. And thank you for praying for me before when I was not up to speed at all. So now that I'm up to speed, let's go ahead and do this. I want to thank everybody in Big Call Universe for listening. Thank you, my satellite team, for getting the call out globally. And thank you, everyone behind the scenes, like the SAT team, like GCK, like everybody that's supportive of the call and brings information to us. Thank you for that. Appreciate that very much. So let's do this. I just want to thank Jeannie and Pastor Scott, continued healing with your hip and everything else that you're going with. And then I want to thank everybody in Big Call Universe for sticking around and listening to the information that I have. Appreciate that very much. So let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll see what happens over this weekend. Lord God, thank you so much that we're in the right place at the right time. Thank you that things are moving forward for us and that we should have the manifestation of the blessing with reference to the 800 numbers coming and for us to move forward, set our appointments, do exchanges, and be great stewards of what you have blessed us with. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives right now in Plan A to keep us hydrated physically as well as financially. And thank you for everything that you're about to do through us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody have a great night. We'll look forward to the weekend. Keep an eye on things from tomorrow all the way to Monday. Let's see which one manifests. And we'll talk to you on the other side by email. Make sure that you get in touch with Sue regarding the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Remember, you can use Cash App now to purchase that at $300, and that's a $550 value for $300. Go to Integrated Minds at hushmail.com, and then let Sue know that you have Cash App, and give her your name and cell phone number in the body of the email so you can get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Go ahead and grab that. It's going to be good for you for at least a year. You'll have 20 different classes, which equals 30 hours or slightly more of that classroom experience, which you'll thoroughly love. All right? Appreciate everybody. Take care. Have a great weekend. Let's see how this comes together. All right? Lord God, thank you for everything again. We just bless your name, praise you, and thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, we're out. We'll talk to you when we do, probably by email.